Hello, well, welcome to this week's edition of The Naked Scientist. And an interesting thing to kick off with, because I know, Helen, you're very concerned about environmental issues, and it turns out that so are people in India, because a lot of Hindu festivals are approaching, and Greenpeace India are warning that with a lot of these Hindu festivals, people like to immerse things in water, because that's what they do. And it turns out it's at risk of causing an environmental catastrophe. There's a quote here from Ramapati Kumar, who's from Greenpeace India, and says, "The commercialisation of holy festivals has led to people wanting to put bigger and brighter idols into the water, and they're no longer happy with the ones that are made from eco-friendly materials. And so traditionally, where they were made from clay and mud and vegetable-based dyes we used to paint them, now it's more like a competition between households and the big corporates who sponsor them. And as a result, this is leading to things like toxic heavy metals, lead, mercury, chromium, and also some cancer-causing dyes, and also plaster that depletes the water of oxygen being used in these
I've actually seen some of these things.
And they're saying this could have a major problem, because there is 1.1 billion people in India, 80% of them are Hindus, and this could have a major issue.
It's possible, yeah. I mean, I've seen actually some Hindu statues when I was diving in Mauritius, actually. There's a Hindu population there, and I just was swimming along, lots of lovely fish, and suddenly there was this tiny little green person sitting on the bottom of the sea. I was quite taken aback, but it was quite beautiful, and I think one of those was maybe one of these older, more environmentally friendly ones. But let's hope that they don't all go to plastics and nasty paints.